What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen to your gut, they say. It's never wrong. I can honestly look at several cases in my life where if I listened to my gut, I would be rather unhappy with those decisions. Anxiety is a fun thing where your gut will tell you everything is wrong and scary. But sometimes there's just those undeniable moments where something is stating something very, very clear to you that you really, really need to take a listen to and heed its warning. You hear about that today in several of our stories here on EPP bonus episode number 419. Of Real Ghost Stories Online. I know. Can you believe it? First, we're going to hear about a situation where someone is told, okay, you're going to sleep there. They have an experience. They never will sleep there again. What happens that makes that such a reality? One woman has a real experience with the paranormal. There was no doubt it was not just a dream, as many suggest. And could the energy of the living, but still very negative people who are still alive, like I said, still linger in their previous residence long after they're gone? New tenant has a feeling about that as they walk in the door. Those stories and much more today in EPP bonus episode number 419 of Real Ghost Stories Online. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Now, when you think back as to all the places your bed has been, or where you call bed, it can be a long list, even for someone who hasn't moved around all that much. You think about your childhood bed, where was that? Let's go back even before that. Let's go like your crib. Where was that? Then your bed, and then wherever else that bed went around that house as you got older, or maybe to other houses. And then, you know, moving out, what do you got there? Where was that? Where did you live? There's been a lot of places. Has there ever been one, though, that you would absolutely not go back and stay at again? A place where that bedroom just was not at all welcoming. Whether it be from something traumatic happening with human beings or the dead, ghosts, spirits visiting you in that room. That's what happens in our next story. Take a listen. My name is Victoria. I'm from Quebec, Canada, and here is my ghost story. Before I was born, my parents bought a house in which the previous owners died. The father died of a heart attack, and the mother, overwhelmed with depression and capable of taking care of their young twin boys, ended her life by firing a gun at herself. I learned that the woman committed suicide in the house when I was around 12 or 13 years old.
I've been told the whole story 2 or 3 years ago by my aunts. I'm 25 now. Since I can remember, I never felt safe in that house. I felt watched. I've always been mostly afraid of the guest room in the basement. When my older sister was a toddler, my dad recalls that one night the door to her bedroom wouldn't stop closing by itself. The thing is that the carpet was so thick that the door couldn't just move without assistance. He told me that he tried to talk to the spirit and asked it to stop messing with him and leave. This seems to have worked because the door incident never happened again. When we were a bit older, both my sister and I remember several incidents throughout the years in which we caught our dogs barking at a wall or the closet. Twice in separate times, we found each dog barking at the guest room downstairs. Nothing much there, but still pretty unusual. During my time in college, when I was away from home, my parents decided to move my bedroom to make an office out of it. So I switched from my room upstairs to the other one in the basement, the one that I could never stand. I only came back on the weekends, and I still felt that something was off every time I slept in the room downstairs. I always felt watched. I couldn't stop looking at the same spot in the room. You'd think that really scary closet would be where my attention stood, but no. I'd always stare at the corner near the door. My dog often jumped off the bed just to go walk in circles in that spot. For some years, it was only that and the creepy house sounds that I would hear from the ceiling. I thought that the sounds were from my parents walking around, but after some nights, I realized that they were sleeping. The sounds could not always be from their footsteps, you know. Then I went away for 6 months to live in Belgium to complete my studies. When I came back, I stayed full-time at my parents'. I lived there for 3 months before I found my own place. During those months, the feeling of not being alone in the house was unsustainable. Most nights, I had a lot of trouble sleeping because of it. I'd keep staring at that same spot as something was about to appear. For your information, because the room is in the basement and had no windows, it becomes pitch black when we turn off the lights. I know it's not a bedroom that complies with regulations, but I had to sleep there anyway. One night, I still wasn't able to sleep. I was closing and opening my eyes often to look in the corner of the bedroom, and after a while, when I opened them once, one more time, there was a white specter flying, floating, if you will, over me. It was there for just a second, but it terrified me. It looked like some kind of translucent fog. Weirdly, I was able to come back to my senses pretty quickly, putting it on my imagination. But it happened again a few nights later, and also a third time another while later. Always in my bedroom, always right over me when I was lying in my bed. It frightened me, but I was always able to come past it and go to sleep. After that, I told my parents what happened, but they wouldn't believe me. My mother said that I was watching too many movies. It made me question myself, but I thought, how could I have imagined this? It happened 3 times, and it could not be some flash of light because there was none lit up and no windows. It moved out some weeks later. After I learned what happened with the previous owners, I always had in mind that the poor woman who committed suicide was the presence that I felt. Even if she bothered me, I thought that she didn't mean any harm, that she couldn't move on. I tried to talk to her like my father did, when I really felt too bad in the room, but it did not work like I hoped it would. 3 years have passed since the last time I slept in that bedroom. Last week, I had to go back sleeping at my parents' because I had a flood at my place. My mother proposed that I take my sister's room upstairs, but my father snores pretty loudly just next door, snoring her white specter. I'm a really light sleeper, so I decided that it wasn't so bad downstairs. I succeeded to convince myself that it wasn't real. When bedtime came, I immediately felt the same bad feeling from before. It was intense. I almost couldn't bear it. I felt so watched and scared and vulnerable. At one point, when I moved my leg under the sheets, I felt something. I turned on the light and looked under the covers to find my little nephew's plastic spoon. He's 7 months old, so there's no way he could have put it there. I took the spoon and put it on my nightstand, blaming my mother, who washed and made the bed before my arrival. After that, I turned the light off again, and I did exactly like 3 years ago, trying to fall asleep. I kept opening and closing my eyes, watching the same corner of my room, until I saw something over me. This time I could clearly see a woman, and she moved, floated from the left side of my bed to the right side. She wasn't like the blurred white specter that I'd seen before. She was more in shades of gray. I could see her clothes, her hair pinned up, the necklace around her neck, everything. But mostly I saw her deformed face and her eyes. Those eyes. They were reflecting some kind of light like an animal on the road at night. It really didn't last long, but it was enough to traumatize me. I was so wrong. I felt like this time it wanted to scare me. It seemed evil. I just couldn't stay in the room. Could not calm down like I did the other times. My heart was beating out of my chest, so I ran upstairs without turning back. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 419 of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show and you want to hear more, become an extra podcast person. We'll hear about a woman who had such a real experience with the paranormal that others brushed aside, and she's 100% sure it was not just a dream. And could the energy of still living but very negative people still linger in their previous residence long after they are gone? New tenant really has some thoughts on that and their experiences there. Those stories and more to hear it, become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or Patreon. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com to go over there and sign up with it. You get access to all of our advanced episodes, all of our bonus episodes, new ones every single week, and our archive of episodes in their entirety, the whole darn thing, thousands of episodes, all of them, all commercial free. World's largest audio archive of ghost stories, in fact. Check it out at ghostpodcast.com. Click become an EPP. Sign up there, your Patreon, the link at ghostpodcast.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.